there anything else that, you know, while we've been talking, anything else that's come to mind or stories that you'd like to share?
Not really. I think we've sort of covered it all in terms of how I perceived our role in town in terms of the early ski business. It changed later on, and, you know, friends left, friends died. My shift went away from accommodating guests to the jewelry business, which I was very active in from about 1956, I would say that really started for me. And, you know, my summers were spent going to craft fairs. My husband went and sailed. That was his thing, was sailing and skiing, and mine was the craft business.
And so you have fond memories.
Oh, very, very. I mean, I have been very lucky that I have loved everything I've done. And I like having worked for, I liked serving the town. I liked the committees I was on. And yeah, I've had a very good life here. And I'm sorry I'm going to be leaving town. In fact, I've just said to somebody today, I'm not dwelling on what I'm leaving because it's an awful lot of stuff, good stuff. So I'm just looking forward to the next phase.
So what do you hope for the town as you kind of pack your bags and move on to the next adventure in your life? What do you hope for Stowe in the coming years?
That it is not a divisive town. I would like to see as much true cooperation as possible. And I would hope that more of the people who are devoting their efforts, who are focusing on their kids, to spend a little time serving the community in some fashion so that it stays as vibrant as it is. I don't think it's going to change very much because there isn't a lot of space anymore to do big development. And I just want people to, you know, enjoy the experience of living in Stowe because it's a wonderful place to be.
Thank you, Helen. I really appreciate
yes,
you taking
is.
The time
Bye.
To talk
yes,
with us today.
It is.